As you are well aware, there are over 300,000 Egyptians living here in the UAE. As to Dubai, the consulate received more than 21,000 of them who gave their votes inside the consulate, and each one of them were more than proud to be participating in a fair and free elections and having this sense or having this right of choosing Egypt's new president. As you are well aware also, of course, that the presidential elections within Egypt has begun and over 50 million Egyptians are giving their votes right now.
It's been heralded as a new era for democracy for Egypt, but how stable do you think that the political process is?
Well, as you are well aware, Egypt, since the 25th of January revolution, has witnessed significant democratic reforms, and the military council has promised to quit power and hand power to the newly elected president. And this will, of course, help Egypt to regain its momentum and move on forward to become a significant regional and international economic and political power.
We know there are 13 candidates, but many reports suggest it's coming down to the former foreign minister, Amr Moussa, and the independent candidate, Abel Futu. Would you agree with that?
Obviously, I cannot comment or I cannot foresee who actually is going to win the presidential election. But let's leave that for the 50 million Egyptians who are right now voting. I hope that whoever wins the presidential elections and becomes Egypt's new president after so many decades will see someone who will take good care of Egypt, because Egypt, as you know, is a very well-established country in the Middle East and a long-standing history and vast economic resources that should be utilized in its proper form. And whoever manages to tackle such huge problems and challenges, we will all follow him and shall be strongly behind him, inshallah.